Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Put your hands together.
Put your hands in the air.
Come on and give all the praise.
Come on and praise.
For John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise.
Well, hello, hello, family. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now. I am your host this morning, Teresa, coming to you from Fort Worth, Texas, with another show in hopes that, guys, you will walk away feeling a little different about your faith in the Most High God. Come on, somebody. And so today, guys, I just want to talk about trusting God in the midst of the storm, trusting God in the midst of the fire. That's right. Guys, you got to be like the three Hebrew boys who were thrown in a fire that was seven times hot, and they still trust God. You got to be like Daniel, who was thrown in the lion's den, but yet he trusts God that nothing will happen to him. And so, guys, I want to start this out by saying thank you so much for taking time out of your busy morning this morning. I know it's kind of early in the morning. It's 6 a.m., and I know everybody's probably getting ready to go to work, and some people just going to chill out and not go to work, and you just want to lay back and listen to Serve It Up Now. Guys, I tell you, I enjoy this program because this program is another form of me coming into your homes and sharing my story, a story that I always give God the glory. Come on, somebody. Because when I look back at how I had to grip my faith into trusting God when I couldn't trace God, I developed a bulldog faith when my life was on the line. That's right. I was battling stage 3 breast cancer in 2011, which upgraded to a stage 4 breast cancer in 2013. And I had to trust God when I couldn't trace him. Come on, somebody. I tell you, oh my goodness, I don't know about you guys. I don't know whether your faith have been tried to a point you almost lost your mind. I don't know whether your faith has been tested to a point you felt like throwing in the towel saying, what's the use to trust God? Because you probably thought that the cancer would take you out. You probably thought that you would lose your mind. You see what I'm saying? So there's all kind of reasons why our faith is tested. But I go back to saying, if you got a relationship with the Most High God, then you know to trust him because you've spent the quality time with him. You've spent time with him to know that whatever God's promises is today in your life, it shall come to pass. And so, beloved, I just want to get into a little bit about trusting God. Because, beloved, believe it or not, God wants you to live in a place of victory. He don't want you to be the victim, but he wants you to be the victor. And how you become the victor or be the victor is that you trust in God when you can't trace God. My favorite scripture is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, where it says, Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledging him, and he shall direct your path. And so, beloved, I always put my trust in God when I don't understand the plans of God. I tell you, many times my faith was tried, and the enemy asked for permission to touch me. Now, all of you know about the book of Job, right? Y'all know about the story of Job, how Satan had to ask for permission to touch Job. And so today, if you're listening to this podcast, the enemy has also asked for permission to touch you. See, he can't do anything without getting the permission from God. Because you belong to God. Amen? And he paid a price so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. He paid the price for you to be totally healed. So the enemy can't take you out without God giving him permission to do so. And so sometimes the enemy will be on the scene, beloved. He always come to try to test your faith in God. He even tried Jesus Christ, Yeshua. When the Bible says in the book of John how the Spirit of the Lord led Jesus Christ, Yeshua, up into the mountain to be tested by the enemy. Come on, somebody. And so we know he came to test Jesus. So you know he going to test you. Come on, somebody. But the word used the word on the enemy. Come on, somebody. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the word. So therefore, he used the word saying, it is written. And so when the enemy come to you, beloved, you can say the same old thing. It is written. Guys, I can't tell you how many times I had to speak in the face of death and tell death, it is written. Come on, somebody. See, the thing is, that's why it's so important. I did a discussion on meditation from yesterday and talking about how Joshua had meditated on the word of God. In order for you to be successful and victorious, you have to have the word in you working for you. Come on, somebody. Because you could decree and declare a thing and it shall be established. But what are you speaking into the atmosphere? Are you speaking sickness of what the report that the doctors have given you? Are you rehearsing that day in, day out? Or are you using your word to rehearse the promises of God, telling your body to line up with the word of God, telling every cell in your body to line up with the word of God? Or are you walking in fear and you saying, well, you know, the doctor said, well, you know, he only gave me a couple of days to live. You know, it's so easy to believe the report of the enemy because you're looking at it in the natural. But all you got to do is grab a hold to the Most High God's word and allow the supernatural to meet you in your natural. And I'm telling you today that the word works if you work the word. But how you work the word is that you meditate on the word day and night. Amen? You get the word inside of you. Let the word live on the inside of you. Rebuke those negative speaking friends. Folk coming to you saying, yeah, well, you know, we all got to leave here one day. Devil, not today. We're not going to leave here today. Because one thing I always say, God has a plan and purpose for each and every one of us. But we got to trust him with the plan and his purpose. We got to rely on God. We got to lean on God. We got to pray and meditate and fast and praise him and worship him. Tell him how good he is to us. We got to get a right now word in our mouth. And friend, believe it or not, now, if the word is coming from the word of God, you're going to speak positive word. You're not going to speak what your natural eyes is saying, but you're going to speak what your faith eyes is saying and what it said you can have and what the word of God has promised that you can have today. See, that comes with the territory of knowing who you are and knowing whose you are in the Most High God. And I'm not talking about having a head knowledge. Come on, somebody. But I'm talking about showing up knowing God for yourself. And knowing that if God says something, it's going to happen just like he said. Psalms 37:3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So if you trust in God and you do good, you will dwell in the land and receive everything that's good that's coming your way. But you first got to trust God. You got to realize, beloved, the moment that you were birthed into this world, God had already put his plan in motion for your life. God has a plan for you and I. He wants to bring those plans to pass, but can only do that for those who rely on him. He can only do that if you trust in him with all of your heart and lean not unto your stinking thinking, but in all your ways acknowledging him, and he shall direct your path. The word of God says the good man's footsteps is ordered by God. So the more you spend time with God, the more he can work his plan and purpose through your life. He can work his will through your life, but you got to trust him. Amen? Amen. No one can pray for God's plan to be done in their life if you won't even give him your life, if you won't even trust him with your life, if you won't even say, God, for you I live, for you I die. I cast all my cares upon you because you care for me. God is looking for a people who have a heart after him, who going to trust him when they can't trace him. God, I felt that right there. You got to learn, beloved, how to speak the word. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of your tongue. You shall have what you say. The Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. If you go around thinking about every day, day in, day out, meditating on a negative report, you shall have what you say or what you think. Joshua meditated on the Most High God's word day in and day out, and his ways was made prosperous because he was meditating on the goodness of God. He was trusting God. Amen. He put full trust in God. And that's how we have to do, beloved, today. We have to put full trust in the Most High God and realize today that without him, we're nothing. But with him, we can do all things through Jesus Christ, Yeshua, who strengthens us. Come on, somebody. I know I'm in the word today. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to talk about, and I have a lot to talk about trusting God, y'all, because as many of you know, I've written a book. I've written a couple of books, actually. And one of the books that I've written is called You're Not Your Boobs. This book was about me going through and fighting against breast cancer. And so I asked, what do you do when your faith is being tried by stage 4 breast cancer? And in the midst of my battle, beloved, I didn't take the report of the doctor. I have the finest doctors in the DFW area. But they had to be put back in remembrance of who God is, and that he is a healer. And I don't care how much cancer was eating up my body, my lungs, my liver, and my breast. God's power, his healing power, canceled the tumors. He destroyed the cancer in my body. And I began to trust him and speak to those cells. And I told those cells, each cell in my body that had cancer attached to it, I told it to line up with the word of God and be healed today. Now, my healing didn't come overnight, beloved. I had to do some things in the natural. I had to go through chemotherapy, getting the poison in my veins. I lost my hair. I lost every hair on my body. I lost hair. I had to go through radiation. And not only did I have to go through radiation, but I had to go through chemo again. And I was told that I would be on chemo pills the rest of my life. And when I heard my doctor say that, I rebuked her because I knew she couldn't have been talking to me. Surely there had to be someone else that was sitting up in the room with us when she said, in order for me to live, I have to take these pills the rest of my life And then there's no guarantee they're going to work, because they may work for a minute. My system may become immune to them, and then I lose my life. Come on, somebody. I was also told by my doctor they never seen anyone live from the cancer that I had in my body. But see, I knew a man named Jim. You know, the moment she had crossed her legs, and I love my doctor. I love my doctor, Dr. Sam. If she hears this broadcast, I want her to know I love her. And I appreciate her. But when she crossed her legs and asked me, was I afraid to die? I told her no. She said, tell me why. Why are you not afraid to die? And I told her, I know a man named Jesus. He's a healer. Oh, God, I'm about to tear it up right now, right now, right now. I'm about to tear it up. I told her I know a man named Jesus. And God started the process of healing me. But I want to talk a little bit, if I may. I'm not going to take up all your time this morning. If you would like to call into the show, guys, always remember you can call into the show to speak live on the air or be my guest. If you would like to be a guest on the show, you have a story to give God some glory, you have music, whatever you have that you feel will be a blessing to this platform, there is no charge to come on this platform. What I will ask you to do is go to our website, which is www.serveitupnow.com. In the contact section, go ahead and leave your information, and I will read on the weekend. I will get it, and we can schedule you in to come on and appear on the show, and I will tell you exactly what you need to do. Information that I would need in order to give you a great interview, okay? So always remember that you're free to come on, and also leave comment below. You can also follow this show by clicking that pink follow button. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, subscribe by hitting the red subscribe button, hit the like button, and leave a comment below. That just shows YouTube that, hey, you're loving the show, you know, you love the content that we are having on this show. Now, let me get back to what I want to talk about trusting God. I want to ask you a question, guys. Where is your faith in God? Do you have faith in God? And do you know how faith can be developed in God? The word of God say, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more you hear the word of God, the more your faith will increase in God. Huh? And the more you spend time with the Most High God in prayer, meditation, reading the word, fasting, and just sitting quietly, the more you do that, your relationship with him will develop to a strong relationship. So when something come your way, you already know that God got this. Come on, somebody. Now, Paul said to be absent in the body means to be present with God. Okay? So you should never fear death, because death's going to come to us all. But we all got an expiration date. So we don't know how we leaving this earth. We don't know when we going to leave this earth. But we know we got an expiration date. Okay? We got a date. Uh-huh. And so that's why I believe, beloved, if the Most High God still have you on this earth, he have you here for a reason. And it's up to us to find out what it is that God is birthing through us, or why he still have us here. Because I don't believe that God have us here just for a car. I don't believe that God have us here just for money and a house and some Gucci and Chanel and all this Prada and all this diamonds and furs and different things and careers and different. I just don't believe that the Most High God have us here just for that. Because now we got to understand there is no U-Haul at the cemetery. God, I just said something right there. Whether you want to believe it or not, even the fame and name you got on this side ain't going with you. Come on, somebody. So that's why we should not get wrapped up and tied up in stuff. We got to understand, do we trust God in the middle of the storm? I remember the day I had a house fire. I was in nursing school, pregnant, trying to get a nursing degree, had 2 weeks to graduate. I lost my house. And I lost my daughter, who was burnt 60 to 90% third-degree burns over her body. See? But I still have to trust God in the midst of the storm. God, I just said something right there. And so you got to learn how to lay it all at Jesus Christ, Yeshua's feet. And you got to learn how to trust God when you can't trace God. Oh, God, I'm about to preach right there. But let me get to the point that I want to make. And I'm going to get on out your way today. I'm going to get out your way. Because I get happy when we talk about daddy. Huh? I already told y'all. I get happy. I get turned on when we talk about daddy. God, I felt that right there. Well, anyway, I want to talk a little bit about the disciples, okay, and how Jesus Christ, Yeshua, in the book of Mark, I think it was chapter 4 or chapter 5, one of the two, Jesus had to rebuke his disciples when they were on a boat with Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And y'all know Jesus Christ, he was taking that good old nap. Now you would think now, if you spent all this time with Jesus Christ, Yeshua, you will already know who he is. And so Jesus, he had to rebuke his disciples because they didn't trust him. They did not even know that the peace that they need in the boat or the safety net that they need was in the boat. And so I know it kind of confused them to see Jesus Christ, Yeshua, just laying there sleeping, sound asleep, like, you know, you can curl up with a good old blanket by a fireplace and you just snoozing and snowing and everything else. You know how we do it, right? Can you, you know, sometimes, guys, I laugh when I read the Word of God. Sometimes I be falling all over the flow sometimes because it's comical. I mean, I laugh. Oh my goodness, I have me a good kiki. Okay? I have me a good kiki, but I'm also learning at the same time. And that's why I say learning lessons from someone's life. And I love to see what Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is doing in the Bible, what he said. He even called folk out their name, y'all. Did y'all know that? We're going to talk about that. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, he did some name calling, y'all. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, so get this, y'all. Get this. So they thought because of the storm that their boat would capsize, okay? And so there was a little concern, okay? There was a little concern. And so Jesus had to ask them a question. He said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Baby, let me tell y'all something. I would have been messed up. He would have asked me about fear. Because he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And if their mind was stayed on Jesus Christ, Yeshua, who is the deliverer, huh? Who is the healer? Who is the protector? Who is the savior? Come on, somebody. Jesus said, how is it that you have no faith? Baby, that would have messed me up. He said, Why are you so fearful? He used two F's words, fearful and faith. Y'all remember I told you yesterday, when Mr. Fear show up at your door, you got to know how to open that door and let Mr. Faith introduce itself to Mr. Fear and tell Mr. Fear to get the step in. Because if you walk in a dark room today and you turn on the light, what happened? That darkness go. Soon as Mr. Fear see Mr. Faith, Mr. Fear get the step in. And so Jesus, he decided to ask him a question. He said, why are you so fearful? Can y'all hear that there? Y'all just got a report from the enemy. And all of a sudden, now you done did all this shouting and singing hallelujah and amazing grace and still ain't saved. But you up in the pew just a-shouting and flipping and spitting and talking in some foreign tongue that you don't know nothing about. Because, you know, a lot of this stuff they be doing babble. It ain't the tongue. It ain't real evidence of speaking in the Holy Ghost, the tongue. But anywho, let me get back on my point. You know, I don't want to get sidetracked because we only got a few minutes. I don't want to hold you today. But can you imagine walking out of the darkness office? Now, all this Jesus I done shout about. All this God, I done spent time with praying and fasting and crying and singing and worshiping and all of a sudden they say you got cancer. You got cancer. What you gonna do? Whose report are you going to take? Who are you going to believe? If it's God's will for you to live, you ain't going nowhere. And that's why it's so important to get in the Word of God for yourself and know God for yourself. Develop that divine relationship with God. God is a family man, and he care about his family. Come on, somebody. And guess what? News report. You are his family. Huh? Come on. So then he went on to say, how is it that you have no faith? How did Jesus know they didn't have no faith, y'all? How was Jesus able to perceive their heart and know that they did not have faith? I'll tell you. Because Mr. Fear was in operation. God, I'm about to slap my own self. Mr. Fear was in operation. See? That's the same thing, and I'm going to say this. I may get off the topic a little bit, but I want to talk about how God told Adam and Eve not to partake of the fruit, right? And the moment that they did, darkness overtook them because now they was walking in light, huh? The light of God, because God is light, okay? And so the moment that they partook of this tree, that the forbidden tree, their eyes was open to know good and evil. Huh? And so, why did God say, Adam, where are thou? Oh, God, I'm about to slap my own self. Y'all, this is getting good. Now, mind you, they done went and grabbed some fig leaves. Fig is shame. It represents shame. They had to cover themselves because they became ashamed. But he said, Adam, where are thou? The reason why he asked Adam where he was, it wasn't that God didn't know where he was, huh? He wanted Adam to realize where he was, huh? Oh, let me get back to, because I'm about to pop off up in here. Glory be to God. I feel you, Holy Ghost. Okay, so now fear was in operation, but now faith was getting ready to cancel the spirit of fear. Amen? Fear shows that your confidence is in something other than God. That's what fear does. When you get a report, you immediately just believe that negative report. and you forget all the praying, all the shouting, all the praising, all the word, all the time you spent with God. You done forgot all about that because now you got your natural line eyes focused on the issue. When you cast your cares upon the Most High God, you're casting everything on him and you're saying, God, take charge. When you're driving down the road, come on, somebody. When you're driving down the road, you ain't got two people at the steering wheel, okay? Because we're going to have a problem. We're going to end up wrecking because you got your hand on the steering wheel and I'm trying to drive. Huh? Knowing that I own CDL license. I have CDL license, guys. Okay? And I'm keeping my CDL license, okay? But I have CDL license. And you knowing that I took the test for safety to drive trucks or school bus, any big machinery equipment I can drive, okay? Because I got CDL license. Yes, I do. And what I'm saying is, if you know I protect my CDL license, I'm not trying to get no ticket, I'm not trying to get in no accident, so I drive for the person that's in front of me, and I drive for the person that's in the back of me, okay? So that I can be safe. But if you in the car with me, and if I put on brakes, and you over there grabbing the steering wheel, we're going to have a problem. That lets me know fear is in you. You got to trust me in order for me to drive you somewhere, right? And that's the same thing with God. You're going to have to trust God when you can't trace God. I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like. You got to put your trust in God. Oh, God, I'm about to preach right there. You got to put your trust in God. Amen. Now, we see that he had to rebuke his disciples. He had to rebuke that fear in them. That's what he was rebuking, the fear in them. And I just don't get no meaning, y'all. I just don't understand how they walked with Jesus all this time, but yet still fear gripped their soul. That just showed the human nature, the human side of those disciples. That's all. We still got to learn how to walk in this human body. And in the Bible says there's no good thing in the flesh. And so all of us, I don't care who we are, I don't care how deep you think you are and hold it and soul out for Jesus, baby, you got some fear in you. Trust when I tell you. Amen. Amen. Because during the time I was fighting for my life, beloved, one time out of those many years, guys, of fighting against that stage 3 and stage 4 breast cancer, one time I looked in the mirror at myself and I couldn't identify myself. Because the image that was looking back at me wasn't Teresa. And I said these words. I said, I'm going to die. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. But then I had to remind myself. God, I felt that right there. I had to go to God in prayer and find out his will for my life. I even had a friend say to me, she said, well, I guess you'll get to heaven before we do. At least you'll get to heaven before we do. Very insensitive. I wasn't afraid to die. I just knew what the promises of God had said to me before he directed me to move to Texas from Georgia. I knew what he said. And so I was holding on to his hand, his promises. See, that's why I say when you spend that quality time with the Most High God, anything come to your door, you're going to rebuke it. And I had to rebuke cancer because cancer had carried a spirit of fear on it. Cancer had carried a spirit of death on it. Cancer had carried a spirit of doubt and unbelief on it. Come on. And it tried to wipe out my faith in God. Oh, God, I love you right there, Jesus. I love you right there. And so we have to not walk around, beloved, as the victim. When things happen to us, we are the victors. I'm never the victim. Even when I was going through chemotherapy and radiation, guys, lost all my hair and everything, I still didn't own cancer. I call it the C word. How about that? I call it the C word. And I never said, I got cancer. I'm cancer, always bringing cancer to me, dressing myself up in the garment of cancer. No, I dress myself up in the garment of praise. Huh? I walked around with Mr. Faith every day, quoting scriptures day in and day out. I quote scriptures because I knew my faith in God and trust in God to heal me. It was crucial to me carrying out my assignment. And anytime you got an assignment, beloved, that enemy gonna come and test you. He gonna try you. He gonna see whether you know that word. Look here. You can look deep all you want, but there's gonna come a test. And that test coming to try you. Mm-hmm. Will you stand in the middle of the test? And will your faith stand against the test? Mm-hmm. We know that the Most High God has created everything. Everything belongs to the Most High God. Amen? And he needs us to trust him. And he needs us to cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. I want to say this, and I got to go, but I want to say this about Abraham and Sarah, how they got their hips in trouble with God. When God had promised them a son in their old days. And so surely Sarah's body was dead and cold. She laughed. It was funny to her, see. And then she tried to deny and say she didn't laugh. But when God told them they was going to have a son, they tried to help God out. And so they went and got an Ishmael. God still gave him the child that he promised him. But you see how fast he went and got Ishmael instead of waiting on God? Amen? See, we got to tell ourselves that when we're going through and we're waiting on God, we're going to trust God when we can't trace him. We're not going to go and try to hurry God up and help God out and thanking God too slow. His time is not like our time. He don't even think like we think. His ways ain't even like ours. Come on, somebody. He's God. He's our creator. We need to wait on him, trust and rely on him. Amen. Where is your faith in God today? If the question was asked, what have you been doubting God for, having unbelief? And I ain't talking about trusting God to give you somebody else man or somebody else woman. That ain't going to happen. Let me tell you something. I remember years ago, I had asked the Most High God. I said, Lord, I say, strengthen my faith. I did. Before I left Georgia to move to Texas, I used to always tell God, Lord, give me more faith. Give me more faith. Give me more faith. And looking back, beloved, I now realize when I went through that battle against the cancer, my faith was what? Strengthened. He gave me more faith, honey. Huh? I didn't think I was going to get it like that. But I asked for more faith in God. And baby, my faith was tried. It was tried. Amen. It was tried, and today I'm healed. Usually I'm supposed to go back every 6 months and get some CAT scans so they can look and make sure the cancer's not there. You know, that's what I've been doing every 6 months, going back, because that's what they have you do. But I had just said enough is enough, and I hadn't seen my doctor, oh my goodness, in 2 years, I think. Maybe 2 years. I think 2 years. I think they gave me a clear diagnosis. When they gave me a clear diagnosis from the cancer itself, I think it was, let me see, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Yeah, I think I've been clear of, I've been healed, totally healed. Now, I would say maybe 5 years, 5, 6 years, something like that. And the cancer have not been in my body. And a lot of things, too, you know, you can ask the Most High God to heal you. But you're going to also ask God for his will and to teach you how to have your cells renewed. Okay? I had stopped drinking sodas. I had cut out the sugar. I did a lot of things to help, you know what I'm saying, in my healing process. There's natural things you have to do, too. You can ask God, Lord, heal me, but yet you want to lose weight, but you're sitting down eating donuts, watching people on television doing exercises, you know? Eating all the Hershey bars and eating everything that come your way, greasy food and all that other stuff. But yet, I got faith that I'm going to lose some weight. Well, what are you doing? Faith without works is dead. You got to do your part. God is God. He can do whatever you want to do. He can make you slim in the next hour if that's what God want to do. But there are some things you have to work out in the natural man in order to line up with the spiritual man. And you got to see yourself as such. I used to see myself healed. Oh, yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Evidence of cancer was there eating my body. And if you get this book, if you get my book, you will see the big tumors on the outside of my body eating me. I didn't put all my pictures in that book, but I will say it's enough for you to see that I'm not playing, and I'm telling you the truth. Amen? So when I look at that, oh my goodness, I'm about to tear it up right now. Just thinking about the goodness of God. Come on, somebody. So will you trust God today? Grab a hold to that great scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Because, beloved, trust gives thrust to the plan of God. It moves the plan of God in your life. It fulfills the purpose and plan of God in your life. But you got to trust him. Don't allow people, negative people like Job, negative friends coming and talking. His wife told him to curse God and die. He was looking just that bad. They couldn't even recognize who Job was. They thought Job had done something against God to cause this upon himself. And I know many people probably thought I'd done something against God to cause cancer to strike my body. But no, when I look back, when I ask God to give me more faith in him, strengthen my faith, now I saw. Oh, wow. I'm going to have to exercise this faith. Yeah, I have to work it. Y'all, the word, once it's in you, and you begin to work the word, it will work for you if you work the word. Always remember that, beloved. Work the word. Don't just read the word. Don't just recite or rehearse the word or digest or dissect the word. Work the word. Faith without works is dead. Faith cometh by hearing, and what? Hearing by the word of God. So what are you allowing to come in your ear gate? Do you not know Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is your Savior today? He can save you from any harm, danger, any snare of the enemy, traps and snares that people try to set up for you. God will expose. God will show. He will cancel. He will destroy on your behalf because you are the apple of his eye. Amen. Oh, I got to go. This is getting so good. Oh, my goodness, this is getting so good. But anyway, guys, I want to thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart for you guys tuning in every morning at 6 a.m. Central and 7 a.m. Eastern. Just hearing a little bit of discussion. You know, I'm going to come and love on you a little bit. I tell you, I'm just feeling the Holy Ghost right now. And I thank the Most High God, y'all. I tell you, if I don't do nothing else, I thank the Most High God for what he has done for me. I really do. I thank him. Oh, my goodness. And so I want to thank you all, too. Please go ahead and share this podcast with your family, your friend, someone who need to hear my battle, my fight, when fear was staring me in my face. But Mr. Faith had canceled out its grip. Ooh, I love that right there. I love that right there. So, with any, I tell y'all know I can act up, y'all. But I love ya. I love ya. Oh, goodness. So, with that said, guys, you go in peace. Stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, you go in peace. Love you now. Bye-bye.
Child of God, and begin to praise him in his heavens. Ooh, let's go.
Praise.